The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You may be aware that mammalogists classify animals by their teeth. This explains why the Florida manatee actually is a sea cow, more closely related to land herbivores like elephants than to marine carnivores like walruses and seals, even though they look more like a walrus. Or how the kinkajou of Central and South American forests is a cousin of our raccoon, while looking more like a primate in many ways. This is because the teeth of a mammal are the best indicator of the niche each species fills in its environment. A creature's niche is somewhat analogous to their job where they live. And since a huge part of an animal's life is spent eating, examining the tools they use to do so is an effective way to categorize them. For example, if you compare the skull of a sea lion with an African lion, at a glance you can see how the marine mammal got its name. However, with over 4,200 species of mammals, there naturally have to be close calls and groups that are divided using other indicators as well as skull dimensions. Take the wombat, for instance. Just looking at the skull, it's a dead ringer for a beaver or other large rodent. However, mammalogists classify it with the marsupials.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.